I'm here at the Golden Lane Gallery with Catherine Faulkner, resident artist at the moment. Her exhibition, Bibliology, is on here at the moment. Catherine, could you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind your exhibition?
I suppose my inspiration sprang from the idea that reading is such a democratic activity that all the residents, and I think there's 540 odd flats and apartments here, that's something that would probably be happening in all the apartments over the estate, in all the different houses. And that idea kind of intrigued me, that because I've done other projects about reading, and this is a natural extension of that interest, really.
And why this estate? I know this is part of your super estate kind of project. Yeah. Why have you chosen here?
I was interested in the fact that it's a kind of utopian situation to some extent, that the estate still has people living on it, the first people that came here in the 50s, 60s, and yet probably about half the people now have bought their flats and have moved in more recently. But that the, you know, within an urban environment, it has a kind of this lovely characteristic of the swimming pool and the tennis court, the sports centre, the community centre at the heart of the estate. There's no traffic allowed on it, so even though it's a very urban area, it has a very nice open feel to it. So I suppose I like the modernist aesthetic too of the way the buildings have been designed. That's attractive to me.
And why? What do you think reading does? How do you think it shapes different people's lives? You know, why is it such a sort of an evocative subject to choose for this exhibit?
That's a big question. In a nutshell, for me, reading is something which is meditative in its essence, I suppose, and it's a space you can withdraw into, which is an internal space inside yourself. So, you know what I mean, when you're reading a book, you become absorbed in the book and the external world kind of falls away, and you sort of become involved with that relationship with the book. Having said that, obviously people read for different reasons, and you read for knowledge, you read for instruction, you read for pleasure, you read the newspaper, which is to be informed about the state of society. So reading encompasses all sorts of types of human experience, I suppose, but also I'm interested in it at the moment because it feels that reading could be changing slightly as books are put onto e-readers. The book as object, the suggestion is that that will change, that the book will not be the object as we experience it now in, say, 10 years, 20 years' time. That people won't, maybe due for reasons of space, people won't furnish their homes with books. They'll have their reader with thousands of books loaded on that from the internet. So I suppose I'm interested in this particular moment in terms of book production and how and why people read, because I sense that things are changing, shifting slightly, with new generations coming through. Research is now showing that younger people don't like reading books. They prefer to read snippets of information, you know, from the web, I suppose, it's their habits. And it's that, I don't know, shortened attention span that is suggested by the YouTube generation and reading things on screens. Holding a book in your hands and getting involved with that as an object and have something to be read in its entirety.
And do you hope by this exhibition to maybe inspire more people to pick up a book or to, you know, to not put it down in the first place?
I'm certainly celebrating the book, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a nostalgia about the photographs too. Excuse me, the cotton.
Sorry.
I would love to inspire people to read, yeah.